Hey everybody, welcome back to Arbitrary Productions. It's been about, what, a little over 2 years at this point.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Since we last put out an episode. So welcome back to whoever's listening. Once again, I'm the main host of the podcast. My name is Fred, and today I have with me our brand new co-host, Miss Yuen Din. Say hi, Yuen.
Hello, shout out to little Enzo, who couldn't make it today. He is studying. He is being a studious student, but we have not forgotten him. Yeah. Just want to give him some love, because I know he's probably going to listen to this and be like, damn, they actually recorded without me. They actually listened to me and said, do it without him. But he will probably be back.
This literally could have been the second episode of our comeback without him, because we could have recorded another one before him.
Oh, because he has school too?
From the other time.
Yeah.
But no, Enzo was like, just in case, you know, if you're a listener and you like don't know our lives or whatever, because we don't have a big audience or anything like that. But Enzo's,
hi, Fred's mom.
Enzo's back in school, but he is in school now for plane mechanics. So it's very serious school. So kudos to him for taking care of his grades and projects and all of that.
Yeah.
And if you guys don't remember, Yuen was a guest on our College in Charlotte episode. So it's been that's our most popular episode, by the way, in case you didn't know.
Thank you.
Yeah, so shout out to all the your sisters who are listening to all the episodes.
Yeah.
And you know, we're gonna give a shout out to Yuen and Long, because they're gonna be listening to all your episodes now moving forward. Fun. So today, Yuen, what is on our calendar? I mean, catching up, you know, what's new with you? What did you do this weekend?
I mean, so just an update, because 2 years ago, where was I?
Yeah.
I was still in my master's program.
Mm-hmm.
I think I was like maybe my first year of
I
my master's.
So, yeah.
Yeah, so now I'm fully graduated. It's been a year of me working. So I'm working as, and I think I talked about you about this before. I was like, dang, I really wish I did the podcast with you, like, maybe now and not back then. Because, like, back then you introduced me as, like, a mental health, like, specialist. And still, I don't feel like a mental health specialist. Like, I've been working for a year as a mental health therapist. And, like, I haven't listened to the podcast again because I feel like I would cringe. Because now it's, like, now I actually have more experience. I've been in this field for a while. I've been in the game for a while. So I may have like better things to say versus me that was just studying everything.
Okay.
But
well, we'll save that for your segment later.
Yeah. Yeah. But on that, graduated, been working for a year, moved, you know, from a condo to a house. Pretty much it was all I've been doing.
And don't mind the background noise, by the way, guys. It's my dog chewing on his toy. He decides the worst times to play with his toys.
There's an update too for you. You didn't have Rocky.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, that's me. That's just I work and all that jazz. I grew up my hair, but everything that I got tattoos. That's pretty.
Yeah.
That's the only difference about me.
Ewan's edgy now. You know,
what about you?
Well, 2 years ago, what's funny is that, you know, why did we stop doing the podcast when it was the best time to do the podcast? We literally stopped when quarantine happened.
Yeah.
So I don't understand. I guess it was because we couldn't find guests.
Yeah, because like everyone's
quarantined, you know, and, you know, I was focused on work at the time. But at the time I was doing freelance and, sales, and then got a dog about a year ago, Rocky. And I'm gonna take his toy now because it's loud. But what's it called? Sorry, I got distracted.
It's okay, you're fine.
My boy Rocky, he's a big lab pit terrier mix. He is black lab, probably 100 pounds at this point. He's a big boy. But he's good company. He's good company, but now I work at the community college doing marketing for them. So it's been fruitful last 2.5 years.
Yeah.
It hasn't been a complete waste of just, you know, sitting around doing nothing, all that stuff. And I mean, I guess you were trying to get into that, Ewan, but yes, the news with me is that now I am a single man. So I'm not using that as an excuse to, like, you know, get girls to reach out to me or whatever. No, that was just that's just something new with me. But yeah, so I mean, you know,
recently single too.
Yes, recently single. It's still yeah, listening to Giveon doesn't help. Definitely today was not a good day. Like seeing y'all stories on social about like, you know, sad music, and I was like, man, let me listen to some Giveon. And I was like, this was a bad idea today. Yeah. But you know what? I was still jamming to another heartbreak, and I was like, woo! It's a good song. It's a good song. But
just so I'm sure, whatever you've been through or you are going through right now, so many guys and even girls are going through exactly what you know are feeling.
Yeah.
And so, you know, what is it like being single now? What is it like? I mean,
it's a little weird for me personally, because you know, I'm not like that old. I'm 25, but also, when you think about it, I've been in two back-to-back relationships for the last 8 years, which is crazy to say out loud for somebody that's 25 years old. So for me to be, you know, completely single after 8 years, it's like, it's just really weird. It's really weird. I went from, you know, long distance for about 2.5 years to, you know, well, I guess 7 years. Yeah, 7 years. So 2.5 years long distance, and then with somebody who pretty much moved in very shortly after dating them and dated them for 4.5 years. So that was like a big shift in my mental, you know, well-being and mental state, you know, just adjusting. And now to not having anyone in that sense be in my life, it's an adjustment, but I think I'm adjusting fairly okay.
Yeah. What's helping you adjust?
I think just opening up to people in general, like reconnecting with friends and family.
Yeah.
You know, I think has really helped me just kind of remember, you know, what I love about life in general, you know. And it's the people, and it's the people I spend time with. So, yeah. So.
You also been doing like things to get you out of your comfort zone or something like that? Yeah.
Yeah, you know. I mean, I've been trying to do roller skating and dancing and picking up music again, and it's been like just using my creative outlets, you know, just to, because that's what I love to do. And then bringing back the podcast, I think it's a great way for us to just reconnect with each other too, you know, me, you, and Enzo. And it's fun. Honestly, I'm having fun. I'm exhausted, but I'm productive.
Yeah.
And I love my job. So try not to look at it as negatives, you know. Like I told you, I'm trying to have a queer eye approach on life now.
Explain the queer eye approach to the people.
Yeah, and I'm going to keep preaching this because... Because I genuinely believe that it's having a positive effect on me personally.
Yeah.
So what I consider to be the queer eye approach is looking at what the Fab Five does and kind of implementing what they bring to the table for every episode. So we have Jonathan, who's the groomer. You know, his whole thing is about...
Let's change that word.
Well, okay. Somebody who's all about like... you know, like hair and facial hair and skin
care. The hairstylist.
Yeah, like skin care, you know, he's all about like self-care, right? Okay. So, you know, what I'm doing with myself a little differently is that, you know, I'm trying to do get haircuts more often, you know, or just, you know, it's not really facial hair, but I do try to have a stubble on now just so I feel more mature, you know, look a little bit older. And then skincare, I'm working on that. You know, skincare is not like, it's not cheap, so
it can be cheap though. I will talk about that later.
You got some tips for me. I need to hear that. With Anthony, of the Fab Five, he's all about food and health. So, you know, I haven't stopped cooking for myself ever since the breakup. That was something I stayed consistent with, you know, even doing more meal prepping. With Karamo, some people may not know this, but I am kind of, I am seeing a therapist on a, you know, not every week, but just like every once in a while.
I think it's like you do it bi-weekly, every other week.
It was, and then she was really busy. She got really busy because she also works full-time at a school. So her schedule's like really backed up. So right now I'm on a monthly basis, which isn't bad. Because, you know, therapy... Yeah, well, they take my insurance, so it's okay. Mm-hmm. And then with the Tan of the Fab Five, it's all about fashion. So I've been experimenting a little differently with the clothes I wear because I think it helps me get more excited whenever I have to go out and socialize. So I'm not feeling like, oh, do I have to go out? Instead, I'm like, oh, I get to go out.
Yeah.
Right? You know, I'm more excited about it. And then the last thing is with Bobby is all about home care and just, you know, making your space your own so that you're happy when you are at home. Right now, I don't really have that luxury yet because I'm in the middle of the separation and it's kind of, you know, there's still some things here and there that I can't really move just yet. So I'm working on that. So yeah, that's pretty much the Queer Eye approach. And I've been recommending it to Enzo and he sees the value in it. And I hope that, you know, he kind of uses some of those techniques to take care of himself.
Would you suggest the Queer Eye approach to just guys in general? You don't have to be going through a breakup.
You don't have to, because I mean, all those things can apply to you, you know, depending on what else you're going through. Because grief can come in many different forms too. You know, it's not just a breakup. It could be like a little death in the family, or maybe a friend moved away that you know, you can't live without, or a pet passed away. You know, or maybe even just like
someone who struggles with depression.
Yeah, you know, just somebody who's like just needs a new perspective on life. I think that's a really great way to just kind of, you know, put a twist on things and also make it fun for yourself. And you don't even have to spend a lot of money in really taking care of yourself. Because like even with the fashion, the stuff in your wardrobe can be reworked.
What have you been doing with your wardrobe?
So like for me, you know, I haven't really bought any clothes. I've just been trying different looks based on what I own. So I own maybe like a couple of casual, semi-formal, like khakis in different colors that could look casual as well. So I'm using them kind of like a mix of like sometimes I could wear it to work. But if I want to go out, like I can like roll up maybe the cuffs, you know, and then maybe like wear like a nice shirt or like, you know, a going out shirt on top of that. And I like I'm using those pants for two uses now, you know, so something like that, as simple as that, you know, or trying out different hats, you know, or maybe wearing different earring for me. Like I'm an earring guy. So just different things like that really goes a long way. And just like I said, it's just. It just gets me more excited to actually socialize.
Yeah.
Which is what I'm working on.
Yeah.
And I think I've been pretty good at pushing myself a little bit just to, you know, kind of live a little.
Yeah. You're looking at different facets of self-care and you're making sure that those self-care, you know, facets are being fulfilled.
Yeah.
In different aspects. Health. I mean, make sure too, it's like getting enough sleep, that you're eating right, that you know, whatever his name's getting that in.
Yeah.
So the Fab Five is just getting that five area of self-care.
Yeah, you know, and obviously there's other aspects that probably could also be taken care of, but those are what they focus on, and it's a good way to, you know, at least get started with taking care of yourself. And, you know, but with you, Ewan, I mean, let's kind of get into it right now, you know. Let's call this segment, like, the Ewan's Universe, the mental health section. You know, what, like, so, like, today, if I were to ask you today, you know, what's the mental health concept or word of the day for you?
Honestly, I did not come prepared for this.
No, that's okay.
But
what did you post on your story today? Because I'm sure you posted something that has something to do with mental health.
I usually see something and I start scrolling.
So maybe we can go with that first, right?
Honestly, I think I did some mindfulness posts. And some alternative questions that you can ask friends on how they're doing. So you mentioned about Giveon.
Yeah.
Talk
to me about Giveon. Who is Giveon? Why Giveon? And how Giveon?
So Giveon's a R&B artist that me and a couple of friends went to see yesterday. And I think one of the posts that I like posted on my story was, it was like alternative ways to say how are you to someone. Because I thought about it when I was reading and I was like, oh, this is interesting. Because I ran into a close friend of ours, one of our college friends, that I haven't seen in a couple of months.
You saw him at,
I did, but I don't talk to him consistently and all that jazz. And so, saw him, said how he, you know, basically caught up.
Yeah.
And I felt like nowadays, like, we're at the age where if we haven't seen someone in a while, one, the you know, first things that we ask about, because it's just like a throwaway question. It's like, oh, how's the job?
Yeah.
You know? And we started talking about that a little bit, but then I was like, honestly, dude, I don't care less about you and your job. Like, how are you in your hobbies?
Yeah.
How are you in your
spirit? What are you doing now?
Yeah, like, how are you, like, living as a person rather than, like, being this machine and this, like, whole ordeal? And so, you know, is this mental health related in regards? No. But it's communication, it's connection again. And the post that I just, like, shared, that I can't really load right now, but some of the
alternative... It's about detachment, right?
Well... I was talking about this
one.
Okay. Detachment is more about the spiritual thing that I've been trying to do. We can get into that later. But it's ask questions like, oh, how's your soul? Or what has anything impacted you this last week? You seem a little bit off today. Is everything okay? Or like, there's a lot going on. Like, how are you handling things? Some of the questions may seem a little bit too intense for someone who haven't seen in a while. But asking questions like, oh, like, did you do anything fun this weekend? Or like, you know, how have you been, you know, what you've been up to for fun rather than like asking, oh, how's the job? Or like, oh, like, did you, you know, did you get a new job or something like that?
Are you still with so and so?
I feel like those are so easy to like, they're so surface level, I suppose. It doesn't really form like deep connection with people. But we can talk about that too, because in regards to mental health, is connection and communication. Because obviously with the quarantine, with the pandemic, like, we were all separated. Everything was virtual. Everything was, you know, 6 feet apart. And now that the you know, pandemic is still here, but not really here anymore.
It's weird.
You
it's
know? Really yeah. Weird. But everything is basically back in system. We're not wearing masks anymore. You know, I think we're slowly trying to connect again with each other. You know? Sometimes well, at least in the beginning, like me, I used to dream about wearing masks in my dream. I remember I had a dream of me at the mall and I wasn't wearing a mask and I flipped out. And in my dream, I was like running around the mall trying to find a mask to put on. And I woke up like, oh shit, what the hell was that? Wow. So I remember like when we were like, you know, that protocol was like being uplifted, like I felt awkward being like, in places without a mask on.
I mean, I know that the pandemic and the quarantine and all that stuff really affected like everybody, but I didn't realize like people were having dreams like that. I'm sure you're not the only one. You know, for me, I guess it was a lot of like, it shifted where my focus, you know.
How was your social anxiety? Because a lot of people...
Because, I mean, I guess for me, looking back on it, it really affected how I, it really... It just made me less social because I got so comfortable, you know, that I actually stopped socializing, I think, at some point. And I just kind of was like, this is the norm. I'm just focused on work now, you know, because that's what you were doing in quarantine, just working and being productive, you know. So I was just stuck on that, you know, hamster wheel, I guess.
Cycle.
You know, and it took until probably now for me to realize that, like, oh my gosh, like, like, I kind of stopped living a little bit, you know. I've just been working, which, you know, as, you know, as bad as it may sound, I got to the job that I love now because I did put in the work in the time. So it's a 50-50, you know, it wasn't all that bad, you know, so, you know, I'll try to look at it from that perspective.
How do you feel now? Like, you never went at home. You were always in person, right?
No, I was. So from that March up until I got that new job in December in 2020, I was working from home. And then in December, that's when I, you know, in less than a year, I was already back in the office.
How was that transition for you?
It was tough, honestly. Like, trying to do your job. And I was in...
Because you have a lot of like face-to-face
contacts. I was in admissions, you know, doing a lot of interviews, touring. So it was a lot of, you know, it was very involved, you know, as far as face-to-face interactions with people. But
did you find the communication to be difficult? Did you find getting
A little bit,
Really? Why so?
Well, because when you, because it's a private, because my job, old job used to be like in a private school setting. So, you know, not everyone's going to want to buy into expensive tuition or whatever. So you kind of have to kind of read the face of somebody you're selling to kind of gauge if they're happy about what you're talking about, mm-hmm. or they're gonna ask you some serious questions about why they should apply for your program. And it was very tough with people wearing masks, mm-hmm. you know, kind of just can't really tell what they're about to say or do. And also, you know, in a setting like that, you're gonna get a lot of people who don't want to participate or cooperate. So that was also very hard to kind of, you know, be assertive with them and then still expect them to buy into what you're selling, essentially. Yeah. You know, and being like, hey, don't do that, but buy my thing. It's like, yes, it could work, but also you gotta find the right balance, because if you say the wrong thing, they're gonna be like, no, I'm walking out. So
since we're on the topic of mental health a little bit, right? Yeah. I don't know how long my segment lasts.
No, you're but good. You didn't mention, we don't have the Enzo rant right yeah. now, so.
But you're in therapy. Yeah. It's your first time in therapy.
Yeah. This is probably how my parents are going to find out I'm in therapy.
Yeah.
They don't know, so.
So, let's talk about it. You're a male.
Yeah.
First, we say, are you first gen? Or no, you're...
I was born in the Philippines.
Yeah, first gen immigrant.
Yeah,
going to mental health.
Yeah.
How's that?
I mean, it was... Honestly, the concept for me was very odd before I got
what
into it.
What was your concept?
My concept of it was, I wasn't really sure. Like, I knew, like, mental health was important. Like, I'm seeing a lot more positivity about it because of our generation and the mm-hmm. push behind it. Mm-hmm. And also, like, you know, you clearly see that it's taking a toll on a lot of people due mm-hmm. to quarantine. But still, I felt like, to me, you know, at the time, before I got into it, was that, like, if you're in therapy, something's really, really wrong with you, and that, you know, you have to be in some serious mental issues.
Crisis.
to go to therapy. You can't just be having a rough day and go to therapy. Like,
okay.
You know, but now I know that it could be as simple as a breakup to get you to therapy, because not everybody knows how to cope with that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And that's perfectly fine, you know. If you need help, like, just ask for help. That's what I'm learning right now. And so, you know, especially, like you said, with, like, immigrants, you know, mm-hmm. And I think it's a lot of it is because, you know, why they're kind of shy about or even, like, dismissive of it is because, you know, a lot of them are going to tell you, when I came to this country, ain't got time for depression.
Yeah.
Right? It's all about survival. And I understand that still, you know, yeah. despite what I believe now, I still, you know, at the end of the day, I have to take care of myself first and yeah. foremost. Because if I don't, then, like, you know... I mean, taking care of mental health is part of taking care of yourself, but...
If you look at the Maslow hierarchy of needs...
I gotta eat first. Yeah.
Have you ever heard of that? The
yeah.
Yeah, so the bottom two is, like, safety.
Yeah.
The other one is food.
Yeah.
Right? And so if you
shelter.
Don't have... Yeah. If you don't have those two kind of, like, pillars
yeah.
fulfilled, you can't go up.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I get it. Like, yeah. I don't have time to be worried about if I'm
yeah.
depressed. I have to worry if I'm eating.
Yeah.
I
and
mean,
if you're not eating,
yeah.
that's going to make your depression worse too, right? Or if you're
yeah.
not getting any rest. So, like, you know, I had to make sure those things were taken
those
care
two,
of
the
first.
The first two pillars where you go up.
Yeah, before I started to consult the, you know...
So
other,
you said,
help.
It sounds like to me, you enrolled in therapy because you needed help or some, like, tools to help you with the breakup. Coping skills
yeah.
to help you with the breakup.
Because for me, this was very different. There's a separation involved,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that's a different kind of a breakup. Like I said, after, you know, being in a relationship for basically back-to-back 7 to 8 years, it's like, whoa. Like,
what did you need help coping with? I mean also the breakup, but, like, what aspects of it?
Honestly, I'm not even sure if I should really get into it.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
You know, just stuff that I didn't expect to happen that really cut me deep. Those stuff were just...
Into it.
Yeah,
sorry.
No, I don't, you know, because there might be people that, you know,
yeah.
may not appreciate me blabbing
so,
about it.
Okay, that wasn't my intentions, but kind of like, what skills did your therapist give you that was like, that really helped you cope then?
Well, for one thing, well, right now, I'm still fairly early on in my sessions. So this is turning into, like, a therapy podcast.
No, really.
But I guess it's just catch up. It's just you and I today. But for me, honestly, we're still fairly early on in our sessions.
Yeah.
So we haven't gotten to the exercises just yet. Like, she did send me one, but I haven't gotten around to it yet. It's about love languages. Like, okay. Just figuring out how, you know, what kind of signs I like to, okay, you know, to receive from a potential partner. But what's it called? What I'm getting the most out of it is just having an unbiased third party that's going to kind of help me navigate through what my thoughts, my feelings, and then just kind of throwing you know, curveball questions at me and asking me things like, you know, what if this it happened instead of this, how would you react, you know, or just really asking me, you know, what do you think you did that, you know, caused the relationship to go that way. You know, she was asking me questions that maybe I didn't think about, and just kind of and just giving me advice on really things I already knew, yeah, but it still helped that to be reaffirmed that what I was doing, you know, was healthy and that I was, yeah, in the right path. Kind of like her telling me, oh, you know, you're doing a good job with picking up new hobbies, reconnecting with your family and your friends, and seeking help, you know, that already shows you're gonna be all right. So yeah, it just getting told that, reaffirmed that, really, really just helps me stay consistent.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, but
that,
yeah,
support, that reaffirming. Also, I feel like, I hear you say that, she really helped you filter out your thoughts.
Yeah.
Even though you knew what to do.
Yeah.
Maybe it was all so jumbled in your, yeah, head. And so actually saying out, yeah, loud and having someone almost like filter and compartmentalize, yeah, it helped you a lot. Just, yeah, to like see what you were actually, yeah, thinking.
I mean, yeah, it helps that it's somebody that I don't know personally. I mean, I guess now I do, but,
yeah,
you,
yeah,
know, but, you know, outside of that context, like, I can just tell them anything without feeling like, oh, they're going to talk to so-and-so about this. Oh, they know so-and-so. This is how they feel about the situation.
Yeah.
You know, there is no connection with them with anyone, so they don't really feel some type of way other than just with the facts that they're working with. So that's what I appreciate about it, is that, you know, I can tell them anything and I don't have to tell, you know, I can just be as comfortable with them because I know they're not really going to judge me in that room. Maybe they'll judge me at home, but not there.
Yeah.
You know, so that helps, yeah.
It's pushing aside you and universe.
Yeah.
So getting out of mental health. Yeah. I'm very proud of you.
Yeah, thank you.
Pushing yourself out of your boundaries.
Yeah, it's
been, but. So, getting out of the and universe,
yeah,
you're single now.
Yeah.
How,
yeah,
are you pushing yourself out of your boundaries?
I guess I ended up being the guest of my own, yeah, podcast. You turned it around on me.
Well, I have nothing going on in my life, so I have no fun.
What are you talking about? You're talking to a boy.
But
got anything to tell us about that right now, or no? You just, you know, casually hanging, yeah, out, talking.
Just casually hanging out.
Yeah. You like this boy? It's okay. Okay, we'll talk off air. He's a really nice guy, by the way. So he's awesome.
But I just feel like a lot of people can relate to you. That's why I like. Why? Because everyone has gone through some sort of heartbreak before.
Yeah.
Everyone has dealt with it different ways.
Yeah.
But I'm sure, like, as everyone's listened, like, yeah, I've been there, done that.
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah, I know what it was like.
Yeah.
And they kind of like have someone to relate to, too. Yeah. You know, and also, yeah, you know. I think it's awesome that, I mean, I feel like also it's very easy for, I mean, not very easy. I think it's more socially acceptable for girls to talk about their emotions and feelings and thoughts and such like that. And
uh-huh,
how they do like a glow up after a breakup. But a lot of guys, they kind of just like, yeah, I'm just going to drink with the boys and move on with their life.
Yeah.
You know? No. But you're taking a very different approach.
Yeah, I don't drink.
I think you're taking a very... responsible approach to things, the five, like the Fab Five,
yeah, you know, and focusing on work
and focusing on mental health as well,
yeah,
fulfilling of many aspects of yourself and your self-care. Yeah. Rocky wants your attention.
I know.
But you're pushing yourself out of your comfort zone. The advice for the people, let's say, how do you, you know, how are you getting yourself kind of out there again, dating world?
I was not planning, honestly. I wanted to give myself an honest 6 months and not try to even talk to anybody until like after Christmas, New Year, new me, whatever, you know.
Yeah.
I was honestly waiting, because I wanted to adjust when I move in about a month or so. And then I know the holidays are the toughest times of the year, you know. So I wanted to give myself that time to not feel like I have to be in a rush or be desperate or whatever, you know. But it just so happened that, you know, I went to a friend's birthday party a couple weeks ago, beginning of the month. There was this girl there who was like, hey, you know, your friend's cute. Like, she thought I was cute. And I was like, oh, that was nice. You know, I didn't really think much of it. And then I was talking to the friend whose birthday I went to a couple of days ago. And the same girl happened to be there with her. And was like, hey, is that Fred? You know, and I was like, what's up? They were like, oh, remember my friend? She thought you were cute. I was like, yeah, I guess. Like, is she trying to ask me out? What's up? And then she was like, yeah, she was asking you out on a date. And I was like, I kind of got scared, but I said yes.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I was like, well, I'm technically single, you know, I have nothing else going on. You know, it'd be good for me, I guess, to socialize. You know, it's nothing serious. She knows it's nothing serious.
Yeah.
And she's not looking for anything serious right now either. But, you know, she just wanted to, you know, get to know me, I guess. And she, you know, she thought I was really sweet too, apparently.
Yeah.
So.
How do guys get ready for a date?
So that I don't know. I've been texting everybody. I texted Kim and Trey. I don't know why.
Yeah.
They're not single for 5 years at this point. I asked Blake.
Okay.
I asked Marvin.
Okay.
I asked Enzo.
Okay.
Did I ask any girls? Oh, Alyssa and Dina, I asked them.
Okay.
And then I asked Avon, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, and they all... Oh, and I asked my siblings.
Okay.
They all were just kind of like, have fun.
Well, no, it was like, it's how you get ready.
Have eye contact, you know, make eye contact, put your phone away.
Yeah.
You know, make sure you communicate. But obviously, like,
I think you're going to do fine without that. Too, yeah. So. No, I think you're going to do fine with that. You're very good at communication. You're very good at, you know, making people feel comfortable. My question is like, I know how girls kind of get ready.
What do you mean? Like, get dressed?
And stuff? Get dressed. Like, drive over there.
I'm figuring that out. Tomorrow's the date. Yeah, so I'm figuring
it
out.
I feel like that's a bit more important than like actually in the day, because I feel like once you're in it, it's just kind of like whatever.
Yeah,
you don't really plan it out. But
I've been thinking about it because, you know, I was nervous. I was like, well, you know, I was kind of like texting her and I was like, you know, hey, you know, give me time on Tuesday, you know, because I'm getting off work, taking care of the dogs and all that. And I just said, you know, well, can you give me a little bit of time? I'm trying to look cute. I straight up said, like, I'm trying to look cute. And she was like, oh, we're going to look cute, huh? And I was like, yeah, you know, so
cute.
I kind of put myself under pressure now.
Because, like, girls, they would, like, text their girlfriends, like, oh, like, what outfit should I wear?
I thought about that.
They would, like, send girls, like, different outfits. The girls would hype them up, be like, yes, mommy, like, yes, you better do that. You better wear that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, the guys do the same thing. They'll be like, oh, my God, like, that dick print is popping.
Oh, my God.
Like, what do guys do?
So, I've been thinking about it because, like I said, I haven't been on a first date in, like, almost 5 years. So, for me, this is, like, new territory all over again, right? You know, I don't want it to be just like super boring, like, hey, what's your favorite color? Like, I don't, you know, I want it to be like also not like so deep that like, oh, we know each other so well already.
You want to pour your
I just want to be like casual, let's have fun, let's be competitive a little bit. We're doing Legos and Boba,
by
the way.
How can you prepare yourself with that type of energy?
So, obviously, you know, with the Queer Eye Approach thing, I was, you know, I wanted to dress up a little bit so that I can be excited about the date.
Mm-hmm.
You know, put cologne on.
Okay.
You know, put a nice shirt on, maybe shorts, you know, something casual, comfortable. But, you know, I'm gonna put my jewelry on, you know.
Okay.
I like feeling cool. I like feeling clean, you know. Do my hair a little bit.
Okay, you're listening to music?
Yeah.
Getting ready?
I don't know. I'm nervous. Like, I don't know what kind of playlist is appropriate on a casual first date. I don't even know what casual date is in 2022.
Mm.
Like, especially if a girl asks you, you know, a guy out in 2022 and just says, it's just a casual date. Like, and then it's nothing like, not even really like, you know. It's more of an interactive.
There's more stages now.
It's weird. It goes to
like, talking till dating till like official
Yeah.
But then there's in betweens. Yeah. That. It could be like friends with benefits.
Yeah, that's why I don't know what to expect. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I don't know what to expect. That's why I'm a little nervous, you know, because I'm like, I don't want to jump the gun, but I also don't want to be too slow because I don't really know what to expect. But also, I know at the end of the day, I'm not even emotionally, you know, ready to be invested in a person just yet. But I'm just, you know, just looking to have fun. I'm not looking for a serious connection just yet. You know, and that's
so. This is what guys do on the first date.
What?
They're nervous too. They're texting their guy friends.
They're going, ooh.
I just want to know. Cause, I mean, obviously, I know what the girl perspective is on the first date.
I'm probably not going to eat before
really?
I meet up with her because I'll probably get so gassy and nervous.
What's all the people you messaged? Yeah. What was the best advice that you got?
Well, I mean,
the no one, fucking
hold on, hold on. The one that stuck out to me was probably Avon when she straight up asked me, why are you even trying to go on dates? Because that honestly got me thinking, it's like, why am I going on a date?
Okay.
You know, it's like, well, I just told her it was casual and fun, and this girl seemed cool, you know, and I was just like, sure, screw it, I guess, you know, so, I don't know. And I deserve to be happy, I guess, or at least be happy for a day.
You deserve to be happy.
So,
wait, I mean, that's it. Why are you going on a date? Because you deserve to be happy.
You know, even for a day, you know, and
it's not for a day.
Well, I don't know. I could be sad the next day, that's depending true. On how it goes.
You deserve to be happy.
Well, everybody does.
Yeah.
Unless you're a serial killer. But, well, you know, that's besides the point. But, yeah, I mean, I'm nervous. But I'm excited at the same time. Because, like I said, something new, something different. Came out of the blue. It was good for my confidence, my ego, my self-esteem especially.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be nice, I think, you know. Yeah, speaking of Enzo, let's find Enzo a girl. This is the segment where we try to find okay, Enzo a girl.
Okay, ladies.
Since he's not here, gentlemen, we can totally do this without his permission. Doesn't even matter. You know?
Enzo, how old is he now? 24 yeah. Ecuadorian man.
Yeah.
All right? Standing at a tall 5'11"?
He's gonna be a plane mechanic once he's done with school. They're gonna be making what, like 75 to 80K a year? I mean, that he's gonna be a provider and you get free flight benefits as a plane mechanic, you know.
He loves comics.
Yeah.
He loves food.
Yeah, he loves video games. Yeah, his family runs a really nice Italian restaurant.
A wonderful Italian restaurant.
Yes, it's delicious. Yeah. It's perfect date night place, by the way, for you ladies trying to take Enzo out. Yeah, so you know, this is our Find Enzo a Girl segment. So if you're interested,
please DM us.
DM us at Arbitrary Productions or hit up your boy Enzo at Not Enzo on Instagram. Let me find him. I can't even find him right now. Oh man, I can't find him. Where is Enzo's Instagram? Give me 1 second.
I got Enzo. You too.
Oh, it's Rather Be Sleeping In from Enzo. Yes. So, yeah.
Y'all could be sleeping in with each other.
Let's go. Oh, Mewin's getting spicy up in this.
Let's go.
But yeah, so that's our segment.
He has two beautiful mini schnauzers.
Yes. He's a good guy, you know. He'll treat you right, you know. But that's pretty much all we have to talk about today, unless you got anything else going on, Mewin. You got any other plugs? What to expect for the podcast for the next couple of weeks.
Next couple of weeks, probably, we're going to hopefully have Enzo in. We're going to be, we're going to have probably Enzo in the rest of the podcast. We're going to ask some of our good old friends
to join us. Yeah, we're going to have a couple of guests coming up soon.
Yeah.
You know, we got a friend, Steven.
Avon.
Blake. Your boy, Long.
But we have other topics coming up, like friendships, like making, you know, maintaining friendships in your mid-20s is really hard.
Fitness,
you know,
mental health, Enzo, some more
mental health, food places here in Charlotte you can check out, some like pop culture, movies, TVs, you know. Enzo and Fred are huge comic books,
we're nerds basically, we're geeks, you know. I mean, mostly Enzo when it comes to the comic books, like I'll read it, but like I'm not, you know, it's only a once in a while thing for me, but I'm a well-rounded guy.
Yeah,
it's probably the best way to. I'm a catch-all, even at work. That's my job. I'm a catch-all. But yeah, so that's what you guys should expect. So you got any projects going on outside of this? You got any other thing going on?
I'm starting a Poshmark.
A what?
A Poshmark?
A
How do you
what?
pronounce that? A Poshmark?
What is that?
I just like a I'm selling my clothes online basically on
Oh,
Poshmark.
okay.
Poshmark.
Well, whenever you get
There we
that all
go.
set up, you
It's already
know,
set
we'll, oh,
up.
it's all set up. Where can people find you there to buy stuff?
It's Origin05.
Origin05. Okay. So we'll make sure we have that in the description of the episode as well. Make sure you send me that, Ewan.
Okay.
So that way we can plug that. And then I have, what do I got going on? Well, nothing right now, but hopefully I can get that. I'm working on recording a dance video with a couple friends. So hopefully that'll be done in
Oh yeah,
about a
you're in a
month.
boy band now.
Kinda. It's a dance group, okay? It's
Okay.
the Not So Sad Boys. But after listening to Giveon, we were the Totally Sad Boys this morning. I was texting him. I was like, guys, why? They were like crying emojis the whole entire group chat. But yeah, don't really have anything going on right now. Maybe if I ever do end up writing that book, I'll plug it on here. Yeah, you guys can find us on Instagram, Twitter, at Arbitrary Productions. You can find me on what's it called? On Instagram at Fettuccini underscore, and then Twitter Fettuccini147. What about you? Do you want to plug your
I
socials
do
or no?
not.
Not today.
Not today.
Okay. Well, thank you guys for tuning in. It's nice to be back. I guess it's pretty weird that I got interviewed on the first episode. I didn't expect it to go that way, but you know what? It's whatever at this point. That's my sign off. It's whatever at
Yeah.
this point. So, thank you guys, and we'll talk to you soon.
Bye.